You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, 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 this is Sunday Wild, and I know you're all doing okay out there, and you're about to enjoy some great tunes on Blue Source Canada with Ken Wallace.
Sunday Wild from up Northern Ontario. She will be joining us in a few weeks because she's got a new album coming out. We've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to salute some more of the winners of the Maple Blues Awards. But first, we want to premiere a fantastic album by David Rotundo, the David Rotundo Band out of Toronto. And David first picked up his harmonica when he heard James Cotton playing at the El Macombo. He has a new release out called So Much Trouble. We're going to hear the song She's Dynamite, and then we're going to have a chat with David Rotundo. The David Rotundo Band from the new album So Much Trouble. The song was She's Dynamite, and if there's anybody that's dynamite on the harp, that would be David Rotundo. David, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Ken.
Tell me, first of all, where did the title of the album come from?
Well, you know, for me, for myself anyway, usually those things happen organically, and they tell themselves how it's going to happen. So after I finished the album, it felt like it should be called So Much Trouble.
It's a great album. For folks that maybe, and I don't believe there's many, but for folks that maybe have not heard your music, would there be one track on that album that you would steer them towards that probably shows your talent and your songwriting the most?
Oh, that's a tough question, Ken. I would like them really to listen to the whole album, because it's, as you know, I mean, a song hopefully doesn't define you. An album doesn't define you. A time period doesn't define you. So if anything, I just say, please, maybe, you know, pay attention to the words.
Yeah, and I think that's important in these days because so many people are streaming individual tunes out of different services, and the concept of an album doesn't seem to be as strong as it used to be, but I love sitting down and listening to an album from start to finish.
It makes me so happy to hear that. Absolutely. And that was such a big, it used to be such a big, great thing to listen to an album and to hear the whole thread.
And I understand that James Cotton had a big influence on your career.
Absolutely. It happened one night. I mean, I was already well on my way into immersing myself in blues, but one night at the El Macambo, basically, I went to go see him. I didn't really know who James Cotton was, but I was seeing anybody that was coming up from the States, and he went right into me. It was literally, you know, when it caught me, I went in and I bought a harmonica, and I really only wanted to do one note that James Cotton did that night, and it was like nowhere to be found. And I thought, okay, this is the wrong harmonica. So I went, I bought a different one, came back, tried it again. It was like, no.
And how do you go about writing your songs? Do you start with lyrics or do you start with the harp or what? How do you go about it?
It happens many different ways. I mean, really, though, to dispel any sort of mythology about it, I just try to put myself on the field as often as possible. So I'm almost always trying to think of a song or be open to a song coming to me. And usually if you're fortunate, they come your way.
And you were part of the Jack DeKaiser band at one point as well.
Yes, I was kind of like a hired gun with Jack. I mean, he had his established band, and whenever he could, he can afford to have the luxury of expanding his band, I was fortunate enough to go along with him. And man, Jack is a Canadian gem. He's a world gem, really.
That's for darn sure. He's the great blues artist. You've played with a ton of blues greats. Is there any one artist that's really the artist that you enjoyed playing with the most?
Oh, you know, Ken, because sometimes I lament because I came into it so late in the game that I you know, when I hear about, you know, a lot of other harmonica players saying, you know, like, oh, I played with, Muddy Waters. I played with this guy. I played with that guy. And I'm like, man, I started thinking I'm the only guy I'm going to say I didn't play with this guy. I didn't play with that guy, you know, because I got in late. But, you know, then I'd had the fortune of touring with Ronnie Hawkins, playing a lot with Jeff Healey, Jack DeKaiser, another one. I, you know, got to play with, share stages with guys like Willie Big Guy Smith. And but lately, because, you know, the sort of working relationship and friendship with Lee Oscar is very humbling and extremely important to me. He's a guy who's been doing this for five decades. I mean, I wish it was more known. I mean, some people don't last, you know, 4-5 years in this racket, and he's been doing so. For me, I'd have to say at the moment, sharing that with Lee Oscar is very special.
I've seen you perform live several times, and you really get into your performance. Does that energy come out in the recording studio as well? Is it a different approach for you?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, Ken. You know, it's such a different thing. You know, I got to say, you know, not to make excuses or anything, but I don't feel like I've figured it out yet. I will promise to keep at it. But, you know, as you probably feel the same, you know, we get into this because of that live experience. There's nothing that replaces live. So it was what got me hooked, and it's what I love most.
And for me, I just love going to festivals and live performances, and it's been tough this year. What have you been doing with the lockdowns and all that? Is there any special project you're taking on?
Well, I mean, you know, we have, you know, we're all kind of in this this same lockdown together, and I just using it as a time, as a different time to just immerse myself as much as I can in the music and scream and shout at the four walls.
Exactly. And I was looking at your website. You've got several quotes from Confucius on that. I thought that was really interesting.
Yes, you know what? I was a big philosophy fan. Confucius is one of my heroes.
And again, the album is called So Much Trouble. It's the David Rotundo Band. David, where can our fans get a hold of the album?
You can get it at Dreams We Share Productions online there. And you know, or you can visit my website. And I believe it's on other things like, you know, such things as Spotify and things like that. But Dreams We Share Productions is the best way to get the album.
Well, I certainly encourage our fans to get out there and buy, because artists need that support now in these times.
Thank you very much, Ken. You know,
David, it's been a real pleasure. I finally got to meet you after all these years of watching you, but hopefully we get to see you again live very soon. It might be a little while, but hopefully the festivals will start up again this summer.
Absolutely. And it's a pleasure to finally meet you as well, Ken. And thank you very much for all your hard work and dedication and support for myself and all the artists that you do this for. It's really, we appreciate it greatly.
Well, let's hear another tune from the David Rotundo Band from So Much Trouble.
Side of town. Side of town. Side of town.
It was great chatting with David Rotundo. Again, his release is So Much Trouble. And if you love harmonica, this guy is your man. Let's switch over to the Maple Blues Awards, the 24th annual Maple Blues Awards presented by the Toronto Blues Society. We're going to highlight some of the winners, and let's start it off with the Female Vocalist of the Year, Angel Forrest from La Belle Provence. Her release is called Hellbent with Grace. We're going to hear Bane Lorraine and Meanie the Monster. This is Angel Forrest from her terrific album, Hellbent with Grace.
Ah! everybody. This is Angel Forrest. You're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. He's bringing you the best of the best in Canadian blues music.
Angel Forrest from Hellbent with Grace. The Entertainer of the Year Award also goes to a Quebec native, Dawn Tyler Watson, and she won the IBC a few years ago. Her release is called Mad Love. We've got the song I Look Good, and not only does she look good, she sounds good. And we're going to hear Don't Make Me Mad, Dawn Tyler Watson from Mad Love on Blues Source Canada.
Hard. Tight black pants, high heel boots. when I walk down the street, the cars go toot, toot. I look good.
Yeah, yeah, she look good.
Oh, yeah, I'm a good looking mama. Don't take your eyes off of me. You know, my old man left me for another girl. Broke my little heart and made my stomach hurl. But I don't let that bring me down. I take my big old frown and turn it up. Him mine, I look good.
Yeah, yeah, she look good.
Hell yeah, I'm a good looking mama. Don't take your eyes off of me. Tight black skirt with high heel shoes. When I slip down the street, there ain't no way I can lose. I look good.
Yeah, yeah, she look good.
Hell yeah, I'm a good looking mama. Don't take your eyes off of me. I look good.
Yeah, yeah.
I look good.
Hell yeah.
I look good.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make me mad, boy. Don't make me angry. I'll bust you in two, boy. If it tickles my fancy, I can be mean, boy. So don't get me riled up. Don't make me angry. Don't make me mad. Don't make me hostile. I get excited. Stay away from that lady. That's my ring on your finger. I can't be mean, boy. So don't get me riled up. Don't make me angry. Don't make me mad. Don't call her name, boy. Don't call her number. You'll be looking for trouble if you know what I mean, boy. I can't be mean, boy. So don't get me riled up. Don't make me angry. Don't make me mad. We'll be right back.
Don't you make me mad.
Don Tyler Watson from Mad Love. From down east, the winner of the Acoustic Performer of the Year, Matt Anderson. We've got Gasoline and Free Man. This is Matt Anderson from his release, Halfway Home by Morning.
Running dry. Keep on using and abusing till there's nothing left for you and I. We're fighting
fire with gasoline.
Have a look at what you're taking and what you're gonna leave behind. Keep on digging and all ringing till there's nothing left for you to find. We're fighting
fire with gasoline.
How long can we carry on? Telling ourselves that there's nothing wrong. We can turn it around. We can change. We can change. But it's not too late.
Not too
start living and forgiving like we're running out of time. Stop fighting
fire with gasoline.
Stop fighting
fire with gasoline.
Stop fighting
fire with gasoline.
Down the rain, standing at the gates, watching my secrets evaporate. I had worry, I had pain, but I let them leave on a burning train. We're fast enough for the passing lane. So throw down fear, throw down the chains. There are no prisoners out on the range. Get on the horse
Anderson, Halfway Home by Morning. The Electric Act of the Year went to Jack DeKaiser. This is his 8th Maple Blues Award win. We're going to play a couple of tunes from his release tribute. This is Supernatural, and You Turned My World to Blue. Jack DeKaiser and his band coming at you on Blues Source Canada.
Dreams come true. You're out in this world, magic. Yeah, you're out of this world, mystical, irresistible, beautiful, supernatural.
Hi, blues fans. This is Jack DeKaiser. I love playing the blues, and I love listening to the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Check it out.
You turn my whole world to blue. You made me red. You make me mad. Oh, baby, blue's a good thing that I had. I don't know what I'm gonna do, because you turn my soul. Since I met you, baby, oh, I turned from hot to cold. Yeah, I used to have all the colors of the rainbow wrapped all around my heart.
Kaiser from Tribute. The Maple Blues Awards feature great Canadian blues artists, but there is an international award. It is the B.B. King International Artist of the Year, and it went to the Ghost Town Blues Band, led by Matt Isbell. They're from Memphis. We're going to hear Shine, which is the title track of their release, and then we're going to listen to Running Out of Time. Enjoy the Ghost Town Blues Band.
Thank you.
the Ghost Town Blues Band from Shine. That wraps up this week's show. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We will bring you more Maple Blues Award winners next week. We'll leave you with a little bit of music from the Maple Blues Band. We will catch you again next week.